said severely, Ramadan is having a word with Goddard. The offside fielder is one slip. A man at the point, square with the wicket, cover and mid-off. And Ramadan, bowling over the wicket to Bailey, runs in and bowls. Pitches it right up and Bailey just moves forward and plays it dead down in front of him, and Goddard has to take two steps forward from Silly Maidan to pick the ball up. 116 for four. Ramadan to Bailey, shorter, and that one off the inside edge, and Clubber throws himself across to the left, gets a hand to it. Ramadan holds his head. Jerry Gomez, was that a catch?
No, it dropped short of him, Ken. Off the inside edge, quicker one.
Now Ramadan again to Bailey. Bailey forward and he pulled.
Came through. It was an off spinner, flighted, much slower than the previous ball, which had hurried through. And Bailey, frankly, having played against Bailey quite a few times, I've never seen him more conclusively bowl than on this occasion. And I think Bailey will admit that it's one of the better balls that he has received in his Test cricket career. He was beaten in the flight, where he started moving forward to the pitch of it, but never got there, and it hit the off stump. It was a beautiful piece of bowling by Ramadan, a beautiful variation of pace from the previous ball. And this innings so far is all Ramadan on a wicket, which I don't think is yet his piece of cake, really.
Well, what a sudden dramatic change. England 93 for 2 at lunch, now 116 for 5. Ramadan right on top.
And must be looking for runs now. Smith bowls short. Darby has placed it gently towards third man. And the extra applause is because the partnership is now worth the monumental figure of 400. I think the imagination starts to boggle at this, all this business about records. We're getting tired. I should think Roy Webber's drooling records there. Somewhere else along in this box. There must have been higher records. Well, what is the highest partnership now, Jack Price? Here's a problem for you. What's the highest partnership by a couple of Englishmen in a Test match in England? You can work that one out, can you? Can you think that one out quietly? While Sobers starts the fresh over with a score of 513 for 3. And Sobers bowls to Cowdrey. And he draws away and forces it off the back foot. And Ramadan fields very deep at third man. One run to Cowdrey. He's now scored 153. And now May, 247, faces Sobers. And May has hit the next one high in the air. It's 6 into the pavilion. Just over mid-on. And he's also scored a mere 250. 253 to be precise. Sobers bowls to him again. And May has waited for that, which was a half volley, very well pitched up and very wide of the off stump. And May flashes the bat and it goes to Ramadan at third man. May 254, England 521 for 3.
And Cowdrey 153, but he was only to add one more run to that. With the score 524, he was caught off Collie Smith by the substitute fielder Asgharali for 154. The stand had put on 411, still the record for the fourth wicket in all Test cricket. The sides moved on to Headingley, where England took early control of the fourth Test.
Load out to John Goddard, faced yet again with an innings collapsing about his ears. Settles. Those fieldsmen group themselves round. Loader comes in, Bolster, and bolting away. Roofing down the line of what was to him an outswinger. The stump leaning drunkenly back. West Indies are 142 for 8. And now indeed, Sonny Ramadan's batting capacity may be searched. 142 for 8. And the possibility, I think, is now not to be precluded that England may bat tonight and sample themselves the effect of a new ball in this light and in this atmosphere. The bowler's now very much on top. His two post bowlers have done a very fine job on a wicket that has never been really fast. I think the experts thought it might give them a little bit of help before lunch, but these two have found in this atmosphere encouragement all day long. Well, now, once again, there is, unless my eyes deceive me, rain in the air, sort of Scotch mist, but that nothing like that ever seems to deter these West Indies players. They pass one another, the outcoming batsman passing the incoming, and they've shown every disposition always to get on with the game, whether it's going in their favour or not. And now, as Ramadan comes in, walking at a brisk military gait, to be joined by Alexander, who must have a few butterflies under the bottom ring of his sweater, the thought of his first test innings, the close fieldsmen group up. Graveney first, Cowdery second, Shepherd third, Smith in the gully, Lock leg slip, Truman backward short leg, Evans standing back. Seven of them in a half circle round the bat as Loader from the pavilion end comes in, goes to Ramadan, and Ramadan skies it, and Truman's under it, and he's caught it just by his tail leg umpire, and West Indies are 142 for nine. With Ramadan caught Truman, bowled Loader, swinging, naught, 142 for nine, for Loader, a hat-trick is on. Now, it is the luckless Gilchrist to face Loader, and again, those seven close fieldsmen grouped around the bat, and three up out in the defensive positions, and Loader from the pavilion end comes in. Now, bowls to Gilchrist, and he's bowling all over the place. It's a hat trick, and Loader is jumping about like a monkey on a stick, and everybody coming up. Fred Truman, bless him, flung both arms round Loader, and Locke coming up to pat him on the back. And now, I'm afraid, Jack Price, the question is truly relevant. When was a hat trick last done in a test match?